You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Andre Segovia Show. I am yours truly. In this episode, I'm going to be continuing on the series of how real estate can help you or benefit you. And honestly, we all could use a little bit of help nowadays, especially in these crazily historic times. So before I get into the episode or the stuff I want to discuss in this one, have you checked out my YouTube channel and even my Instagram? Because if you haven't, I recommend that you do go check those out. The links are available at my website, www.theandresegovia.com. They're at the top of my website, or I think also at the bottom. Just click the link and boom, you're there. In Instagram, I post some motivational stuff and also give you some behind the scenes stuff of what's going on with my life, you know, and sometimes even demotivational stuff is, you know, humor. I'm a very sarcastic guy. When it comes to my humor. So if you like sarcasm, you might enjoy what I do, and also a dry sense of humor sometimes. But then when it comes to YouTube, I have been doing some posts. I don't post the podcast on YouTube regularly. There's a lot of reasons behind it. I don't want to get into it again, but there are some exclusive content that I do show on YouTube that I can't do on the podcast because you need a visual aid, especially when it comes to technology. So by all means, check it out in case you've been missing out. Anyway, let's go over to what I wanted to discuss on this one. I've done a couple of episodes on this series of how real estate can benefit you. Not so much real estate, but also life insurance. I talked with my friend Eli about that from New York Life, and I recommend you check that episode out because you never know when you might need it. Look after yourself, look after your family, because look, as someone, a practitioner of faith, the thing is, I need to practice faith over fear, especially during these times of uncertainty. And while there's always something different you might be told to be afraid of, the fact of the matter is, if it's not this current disease that you should be afraid of, there's always going to be something else. And you never know what might happen. And it doesn't hurt to be prepared. If this crisis has taught us anything, it's how unprepared a lot of people are. And when they try to rush out to prepare, sometimes it's a little too late to get the things that you need. So by all means, start planning ahead. Some people don't like having those conversations with family, but if you are a head of household, you need to have these conversations with your family to start laying out the groundwork in the event of one or the other missing in action for whatever reasons, you know, because you want to make sure that your loved ones are looked after in your absence. Which is something I've done, and I'm only 35, and I took care of my stuff years ago, but I update it as, you know, whenever I need to, especially when we get an addition to the family, like we just recently did, just about 2 years ago. So those are the kind of things that you want to make sure that you're looking after, you know, yours and those most closest to you constantly. So it's not about like, oh, when is the next pandemic coming? Never, because your time might come today. And it might not even be this thing. So that's why always be prepared. It doesn't hurt to be prepared. One of my favorite phrases that I love quoting is from a movie called Spy Game, starring Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. Robert Redford's character is a retiring intelligence officer. And he makes that comment to his secretary. When did Noah build the ark? Before the rain. And I never get tired of saying it because it's so true. There's so much wisdom behind that because it is true. You want to be prepared. But anyway, not getting all sentimental about that. I want to get into how real estate can benefit you. I recently interviewed a colleague of mine at a company called Trust Properties USA, where they deal with only trust and probate properties and real estate, and find out how they can help you if you find yourself in that situation, whether it was planned or unplanned, because you might find that this is a service that you most likely would need, and they are there to help you along the way. I reference you to that episode that you can pull up and get the information from there. But in this one, it's kind of retreading some of the territory I've already covered. I did talk about before why buying a home is better than renting, but now I feel like I have to reiterate, especially during this time of kind of some clashes. Okay, I'm not gonna say kind of. There are clashes going on thanks to this epidemic that's affecting at the economical level. It's not just those that are unemployed, but also those that refuse to pay. So it's from everyone, whether you're a tenant or a property owners, this symptom can happen to whoever is human. Those that don't feel that they shouldn't pay or things like that. But that's not so much what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at though is the symptom of what goes on there. Because when we have tenant activists out there, and the reason they would go out there and protest, say, let's say the freeze rent or cancel rent or waive rent and all that stuff, or rent strikers, whatever they're calling it. I'm not talking specifically about that, folks, okay? I'm not going to get into that. I've weighed in on that on Off the Record. You're really curious about that, by all means, go check there. I will share some thoughts about that eventually if things do get a little more out of hand as they are in the state legislature in California. But until then, what I want to focus on though is why they would even bother doing that, because it comes to show that it's not theirs. They have no control over it. The fear of uncertainty is exacerbated by the fact that they have no control over things. Which is different when you are a property owner, where you have a peace of mind, where you have some security over your head, because now you're in charge. To use some Seinfeld quotations here, you're the queen of the castle, master your domain. That's on you now, because you own the property. You live there. You get to enjoy it. If you want to change the color, you can change the color. If you want to improve the sound system and have to do holes in the walls because you don't want to do wireless, because you prefer to have high fidelity and that has to be wired, because Sonos, yes, it could work, but there's only so much transfer rate you can do through Bluetooth, but then there's Wi-Fi, but then you put a strain on the Wi-Fi network. I don't want to get into the techie stuff, but that goes to my point that there is things that you can do without having to, like, oh man, is this gonna come out of my security deposit? How many times have you asked yourself that? Oh, it's gonna hurt my security deposit. Because if you're a renter, then you have that concern. Because then when you're finally moving out and you've given a security deposit, then the landlord comes in for the checkout inspection. They're like, what are all these holes in the walls? What did you do here? Oh, I hung up some picture frames, or I put up a pull-up bar and sadly it broke the top of the door frame because they're not as actually good as they say they are. You know, it's different things. You know who you are. You find yourself making those excuses or arguments or have those concerns. So what I'm getting at with this whole, with some tenant groups having the concerns and reaching to the legislator and asking for cancel rent and all that, again, I'm not talking about specifically the movement. I'm talking about the symptom of that movement. It's the whole uncertainty of it. What if the landlord throws me onto the streets? You don't want to be out on the streets, especially if the COVID's out there. The COVID's going to get you, you know, that kind of thing. So what I'm getting at is you have the opportunity to not worry about that. Oh, yeah, because we're going to go, you know, protest or demonstrate to the state legislator to get our way. Not necessarily. No, that's not what I'm getting at. No, I'm talking about you being able to take control for yourself. Because if you believe that if you go to the state legislator and tell them, look, I have my concerns, the landlord's gonna kick me out, so I'm concerned that the landlord has this control over me, so now instead of them controlling me, government, state government, I need you to control me by controlling them. So in other words, you're just shifting the control to somebody else, and you're giving them way, 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 way more power, and you still find yourself in the same position. Uncertainty, you have zero control over your things. Because you do have things. And unfortunately, you're paying rent to something that's not yours. You might have lived there for several years or even more years. I know some people that lived in the same rental place for 15 years plus. There's an emotional attachment that comes along with that. That doesn't mean it's yours. Nowhere does it say that I own this thing. No. That's why when comparing paying rent to paying a mortgage, let's say, let's equate them, okay? Because there's some rents out there that are insane. Insane. And I know that. They are insane. Pushed by the market. And if you say, oh, the landlord is price gouging, how are they price gouging if people are competing for it? Like, I say the same thing about cell phones, you know? It's like when iPhone pushed the price of the phone to $1,000, I knew for a fact the rest of the industry was going to charge $1,000 or more for a phone. And now what? $1,500 phones? $2,700 phones? Folks, this is insane. And that's just a phone. You can buy multiple powerful computers for that. Or you can buy two MacBook Pros for the price of one $2,700 Huawei Fold X, Mate X, whatever it is. You can't even get it in the United States. But anyway, I don't want to get into the whole tech stuff. See, I keep getting dragged into the tech stuff. I'm simply illustrating that these rents are basically akin to a mortgage. So what is the difference between a rent and a mortgage? A rent is where you're paying to borrow, like a lease, where you're borrowing something that's not yours, but you're getting the license to enjoy it, but it belongs to someone else. And they can, as condition on the contract of the lease agreement that you sign, limit your so-called enjoyment of said place. It's either on a time expiration, or there's circumstances that could happen, call it a breach, or call it a change, and then you have to be on the way out to somewhere else. Or it could be something less for whatever reason, you know? Whereas when you pay a mortgage, you're paying a place that you can call your own, that you do have the shots, where no one can necessarily come over and tell you, hey, you can't do that to your house. Well, that's not exactly a thing that's constitutional, where someone says you can't come do something with your house unless you are violating a city code. That's a whole other story, see? So what I'm getting at is that you're getting freedom, and on top of that, you get benefits with it, because there's two segments to, there's two portions of a mortgage, something called principal and something called interest. One is basically, consider it a savings account. The savings account is your home, because even though you're paying towards a home, your home, whether the market is up or the market is down, like, oh yeah, but now my mortgage is worth more than my house, but you're still enjoying your house and your work is unimpeded, it doesn't matter. Are you an investor trying to flip the house? No, then it doesn't matter. It's your home, you get to enjoy it unimpeded, and the market's gonna come back up. It's a cyclical thing, it happens. And then you have the interest, which is a tax write-off, so, or not all of it, but part of it. So you can talk to your tax attorney or a tax agent to really find out the benefits of having a mortgage on your record instead of having a rent, because you can't write off a rent. You can't do anything with the rent. If you've been paying so much towards the rent, and if you've been renting for 15, 20 years, folks, you could have owned the house by now. You could have owned the house. Imagine that. And I mean nearly paid off house. That's crazy. And with the house, you get so many more things afforded to you, such as the ability to invest and buy more things. And the best part is, real estate is definitely your path to wealth and your financial plan for retirement, even if it's just your single home. I strongly know that, not just believe it. And sometimes people don't like hearing wealth, because there's like this negative connotation to the phrase, like, oh, the rich. No, I'm not even talking about that. You know, like, first off, rich, the definition of rich is very, very loose. Anyone making over $250,000 a year is considered wealthy. Well, it's not just anyone, it's a combined household. So you have two people in the house and they make about that much or more, you're considered rich, and then you start getting taxed at a different bracket. I don't think that's fair, because that's not the same as someone making $10 million a year, you know? But it's that's just the way things are, and the government wants their money, even though it's not theirs. But anyway, I don't want to get into that side of things either. The point is, given the circumstances, especially now, you're afforded a lot more certainty, especially in times like this, when you have control over even the most basic things, the roof over your head. Because right now, not just tenants, but also property owners, whether they're owner of their own home or have properties to their names, that concern stays true, where they're all worried about keeping the roof over their heads in tough financial and economic crises like this. But when you have more control over that, because it's your home, there's a lot more peace of mind associated with that. And if you're curious as to how this can benefit you, or if you can even get into that, that's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. And I would love to invite you to have a consultation with me to show you the numbers of what it's like when you're renting and the overall scope, because numbers don't lie. Unless someone's manipulating the statistics, but that's not what I'm doing. I'm using a calculator for you to see breakdown by breakdown as to what these things are and how much is really coming out of your pocket, and how much you're either wasting or saving, or how real estate ultimately can benefit you to either make those numbers more agreeable to your lifestyle and ultimately benefit you in the long run. Doesn't matter whether you're young or old. The point is, if you're listening and you want to know how this can help you and plan for a better future, then by all means, feel free to contact me. You can find all my resources regarding real estate at www.segoviares.com. That's segoviares.com. My contact information is all there, license number and everything. You can pull that up there. I'm going to leave those links accompanying this episode on the show notes at www.deandresegovia.com. I'm just saying my name a lot. deandresegovia.com. So you can, it'll redirect over there. Everything's there. It's all connected. And you, if you like what you see and you're really curious, I can walk you through your path to wealth. And again, I don't say that like, oh, it's time to get you rich. No, that's not even it, folks. I enjoy helping people. And that's what I do. And to see people basically graduate, like last year for Thanksgiving, having three new homeowners from three different generations under one roof to celebrate Thanksgiving, another reason to be thankful for, it was a beautiful thing. It's just wonderful. And I would love to see more people have that feeling of freedom where they do not have to fear a landlord coming over and saying, get out of here. Or here comes the rent increase. Oh, no. You know, those kind of things. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Andres Segovia Show. Like, share, and subscribe if you didn't know. And as always, I will see you on the next episode.